Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, April 23rd, 2018. Today, both English Language Day and German Beer Day are observed, a good occasion to combine both. The Jewish community is calling for a solidarity campaign under the motto Berlin Carries Kippah in the capital on Wednesday. The Berlin Jewish community announced on Friday that all Berliners are invited to the rally in front of the Fasanenstrasse community hall. The background is the violent assault on two men wearing kippahs in Prenzlauer Berg on Tuesday evening. The two men had been insulted and attacked by a man. Meanwhile, arrest warrants have been issued for the alleged perpetrator, who turned himself in to the police on Thursday. After the incident, the spokesman of the Berlin Jewish Forum for Democracy and Against Antisemitism, Levi Salomon, has already called for more kippahs to be worn on the streets, saying that we must take up this fight and become visible and public again, and that we must not leave public space to Islamist or right-wing extremist antisemites. Rabbi Daniel Alter, who himself was insulted, beaten and injured in August of 2012 in front of his 7-year-old daughter in Berlin-Schöneberg by youths of Arab origin, said on Thursday that it was dangerous in many districts in Berlin and Germany to wear a kippah openly. He advised all kippah wearers to not put themselves in unnecessary danger and to take good care of themselves, adding that many conceal their kippahs with a hat or a cap. A different xenophobic attack happened in Berlin-Lichtenberg on Friday. This time, the victims were Turkish and German-Turkish. A 36-year-old man and his companion, a 56-year-old woman, were first insulted xenophobically by two men in front of a cafe on Friday evening. Then, one of the men grabbed the woman by the neck and pushed her to the ground. In addition, one of the strangers ordered his dog to bite the 36-year-old. The animal slightly injured the man's leg, and according to eyewitnesses, the dog was a pit bull. When passersby rushed to help, the attackers fled with the dog, and according to the police, the two injured went to the hospital for an outpatient treatment, and state security is now investigating. The Berlin 500-kilogram bomb near Berlin Central Station was successfully defused. Around 1:20 p.m. on Friday, a team of 5 fire workers from the State Criminal Police Office exploded the detonator. It was previously cut out of the bomb with a high-pressure water jet, and team leader and police chief Engin Laume said that everything worked according to plan. The approximately 75-year-old dud from the Second World War had impacted the routines of hundreds of thousands of Berliners. The main station was completely closed, local and long-distance traffic had to rest for 2 hours, and even suburban trains, trams, and bus lines could not pass the main artery in the middle of the capital. Many roads and the Zoo Tunnel were also closed. Governing Mayor Michael Müller has promised an additional public holiday to Berliners. The SPD politician remarked to newspaper Die Welt that the question is not so much whether we will have such a holiday, but rather which one. In his view, for example, June 17th, the anniversary of the popular uprising in the GDR, May 8th as the day of liberation from the Nazi dictatorship, or January 27th as Holocaust Memorial Day would be possible, adding that it must be a day that has political relevance in our history. Berlin is one of the states with the fewest public holidays. Currently, there are 9, whereas Bavaria has 13 holidays, Baden-Württemberg has 12. The debate has recently picked up speed nationwide due to an initiative of the northern German states. The introduction of a non-working holiday on Reformation Day in Schleswig-Holstein, Hamburg, Lower Saxony, and Bremen is planned and partly already decided. Up to now, Reformation Day was only a legal holiday in the eastern German states, except Berlin. In the previous year, it was celebrated all across Germany on the occasion of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.